Lord God, we thank you for all that you have done for us, for all that you do, for all that you are, your holiness, your greatness, your goodness. We come before you, Father, on behalf of four people who need your protection, your intervention, your hand prevailing over all the things in their life. And that's for Brittany. Great news, good news, wonderful news, Lord, that she's expecting her first child with Alex. Then there's the joy, the concerns, and the new experience from throughout every part of the pregnancy to a healthy delivery. And for Josh, who's still deployed in Saudi Arabia, with Iran threatening U.S. bases in the region, not to mention all the U.S. and IDF military throughout the Middle East. And so, Abba, that's another person we are lifting up for this protection. And the other is MC, Anonymous. He's a husband whose marriage is in peril. There's children involved. And God, we need you on the throne of this marriage. And we're asking for all selfishness and pride and family imbalances to bow down to you, the King of Kings. And the word I heard when preparing this is reconciliation. God, we're praying for that as you bring the protection of the heart and the mind and the soul. And for Mary T., God, we have prayed for her who needed with her four children and her husband. They were having difficulties with a place to live, and her husband is a trucker, and so he's on the road. And there's big waves of changes, Lord, that you have running through her life and her marriage and her four children, from that three-year-old up to the young teen. God, now they're in all different places, two are in another state, and she and her two little ones, Lord, as you know, are getting ready to leave for Southeast Asia. And protection is needed from you, Father, from as no one else can give it through this entire situation, from the husband and the wife to the four children. And of course, the scripture that comes to mind is Psalm 91, 1 and 2. One who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will lodge in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Lord, I'm asking for each one of these situations, the joy of what Brittany is going through, but the concerns that Josh has on deployment, and MC with his marriage, and Mary T with her whole family being in different places, the different nations. God, help them to trust and walk in you and proclaim that faith. Because the scripture says, I will say to the Lord that you are my refuge and my fortress and whom I trust. Help them to have that faith walk, to pitch their tent under your shelter, under your name, professing your name, the goodness and the mightiness of your name, Lord God. And lastly, Lord, we know from Genesis 22:14, just like Abraham named the place where you provided the ram in the bush. He said, the Lord will see. That's actually the Hebrew. The Lord will see. And on the mountain, the Lord will be seen. And Lord, we know that that's not just you seeing and observing from a distance, but it's you actively involved. You seeing, considering, observing, being part of the solution, you coming in to provide. And that's what we are requesting of you, Father, for Brittany, for Josh, for MC, and for Mary T. We ask it in the precious, glorious name of our Messiah, Yeshua Jesus. Thank you, Abba.